Chapter 6, Talks Between Krishna and Rukmini. Every day, Lord Krishna would sit with Rukmini in her bedroom. Rukmini was Krishna's favorite wife. Her palace was very beautiful. There were strings of pearls, jewels, and lace all around the rooms. There were lots of trees full of lovely flowers, like parijata. The wind blew the wonderful smell of the flowers all around. Incense smoke floated out of the windows. Everything smelled so sweet. In this room, the beds were covered with bedsheets as soft and white as the foam of milk. Rukmini fanned her husband with a chamara whisk. The handle of the chamara was made of gold and valuable jewels. It looked even more lovely when Rukmini held it in her hand, which was decorated with jeweled rings on all her fingers. Ankle bells tinkled softly on her feet. She wore pretty earrings and necklaces and the red kumkum powder of married women on her forehead. Her face was decorated with dark curly hair and a bright smile. Certainly, she was the most beautiful woman anywhere in the three worlds. But most of all, Rukmini was the happiest woman of all, because she was always serving Krishna, the Supreme Lord. One day, Krishna was sitting in the bedroom, joking with her. "My dear princess, you could have married any great and famous prince or king. I am very surprised you married me. Everyone knows that I was just a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. I was staying with Nanda Maharaj, Srimati Radharani, and all her cowherd friends in the village of Vrindavan. No one is really sure who I am or where I came from. Am I the son of Nanda Maharaj or the son of Vasudev? How could you choose such a vagabond husband? Besides that, one wife should be enough for any man. But you can see that now I have more than 16,000 wives. How can I take care of them all properly? The cowherd boys and many gopis loved me very much. I just left them all of a sudden, and still haven't gone back to Vrindavan. They miss me so much that they simply cry all day and night for me. So you can see that anyone who loves me will just cry for me. You should find a husband who behaves properly. My dear beautiful princess, so many strong princes like Sishupal, Jarasandha, and even your elder brother Rukmi don't like me at all. Somehow, you loved me before you even saw me. It was you who asked to marry me, but I do not care about this married life so much. Spiritual life, thinking about God, is what makes me really happy, not this family life." After speaking like this, Lord Krishna was suddenly very quiet. Krishna always spent his time with Rukmini, and she was a bit proud that he never left her even for a moment. But when he spoke like this, she became afraid, even though he was joking. Actually, if he wanted to, he could leave her alone and never come back. The gopis in Vrindavan loved Krishna so much, and he actually went away. She loved Krishna even more than life itself. What if Krishna really did go away? Tears fell from her eyes. She could not even speak a word. She was so afraid of losing Krishna that she kept her head down and stood as still as a stick. She became so weak that the bangles on her wrists became loose and fell down. The chamara fell out of her hand. She was afraid and confused. The nicely combed hair on her head scattered here and there. Suddenly, she fell down straight, like a banyan tree cut down by a whirlwind. Woof! Rukmini's love for Krishna was very great. She was so afraid to think about what would happen if he went away that she simply fell down on the ground in tears. Lord Krishna got down from the bed and picked her up by the hands. Krishna stood in front of her as the four-handed form of Narayan. He put his cooling hands on her face, smoothed the scattered hair on her head, and dried her tears with his hand. He put his arms around her and pulled her to his chest. He said, "Please do not be so upset. I was only joking with you. Really, I was only joking. I am sorry you were disturbed. My dear Rukmini, you shouldn't worry like this. I will never, never leave you alone because you are very special to me." Rukmini opened her eyes. She felt better after hearing such sweet words. She looked at Krishna, smiling. "My dear Lord," she said, "you are the most wonderful Supreme Personality of Godhead who is never touched by the material world. You are so kind to your devotees. Maybe some princes don't like you very much, but these princes are demoniac and always make trouble for others. You are the all-powerful son of Vasudeva. You are very brave. You saved me from the demons at my wedding, and you chased them all away. They think everything belongs to them, but everything really belongs to you. And even though everything is yours, you are so kind that you take anything that your devotees offer you with love and devotion, no matter how small it is. My dear Lord, how can I leave you and look for anyone else? Many great kings like Bharat Maharaj, Yayati, and Gaya gave up everything in the world to look for you. All the great devotees, like Narada Muni, always sing about the wonderful things you do. Your devotees are looking for you and only you. Why should I love some other man who is just like a dead body? A man's body is just a dead bag of skin, decorated with beard, mustache, fingernails, and hair. This decorated bag of skin is full of dirty things like muscles, bones, blood, stool, urine, dirty air, and gas. This bag we call the body is always being bitten by mosquitoes and flies. Only a silly person could marry and love such a dead body. Who wants to love just any dead body? But you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any woman who simply hears about you or somehow serves you would have to marry only you. My dear lotus-eyed husband, you are my Lord. I cannot love anyone as much as I love you, and I only want to spend all my time serving you for the rest of my life. Rukmini's loving words made Krishna very happy. He said, "O most beautiful Rukmini, you are my dearmost wife. Although I have thousands of wives, I think no one can love me more than you. You had only heard about me from someone else and had never even seen me before. You sent your messenger to invite me to kidnap you, and when you thought I was not coming, you wanted to die. My dear Rukmini, you have given me all of your love and devotion. In fact, you have given me your whole life and have held nothing back from me. What can I ever do for you to thank you for this? Even though Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he always feels indebted and forever thankful to his loving devotees.